the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPALSA.
LSA?
LSA.
What's LSA?
It comes just before LSD. We don't speak for
DSLA,
DRA, ARA, CMA, NASA,
GMA,
NSA,
GMA.
Yeah, we don't speak for any of those
Good
guys.
America.
GMA. Matter of fact, we don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Speak for
as
yourself.
As you noticed, if you listened to the last show.
We gave it a good shot, though.
We did.
It was like a therapy session.
Yeah.
We were problem solving.
Yeah. Can people put it? You know what? We should start to put a basket around.
We got a full house tonight.
We got a lot of people in the peanut gallery tonight. We could put a basket around. Seven tradition.
That's right. This will be a meeting.
We're self-supporting.
Anybody got a card that you need signed?
Perfect. Welcome.
See,
to
if
recovery.
You need a meeting, you could just come here.
You where two or more are gathered, we got like a grip. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. You want to banter about the last show?
Oh, God, no.
Shelley's like, hell no.
Time is it, Bruce.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
In San Bruno, California...
Right up.
Two women described by a prosecutor as marijuana grannies were jailed on allegations
yes.
that they were growing hundreds of pot plants in their San Bruno home.
Is that against the law in San Bruno?
Apparently it is. Aline Lamb and Virginia Chan Pond, 72 and 65 respectively, were arrested on Friday for...
Give me the two names again.
Aline Lamb and Virginia Chan Pond.
What races do you think those guys are?
Asian
probably and white?
Probably Asian.
Marine lamb? Yeah, probably white. Dude, I'd love to see those two. We should look those guys up online later. See what they look
invite
like.
Invite them on the show.
They'll look like the Cheech and Chong of old ladies growing weed.
Apparently, what happened when the police went to arrest them, the front door had been kicked in, and there was evidence of burglary. And they caught two men down the road having stolen thousands of dollars worth of cash, marijuana, and growing equipment from their house. They could see inside the house when they went. It wasn't like they needed a probable cause because the door was kicked open and
Why
there were pots.
It was planted there by the burglars.
Yeah.
It doesn't say in the story why the police originally went there.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are they there in the first place?
It didn't say in the story why they were originally went there in the first place.
Yeah.
Somebody probably reported them, and then when the cops showed up to check it out.
Yeah, well, someone's like, hey, someone's kicking in my neighbor's door and wheeling tons of weed out.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Is that a problem? Of course, they went in and picked first.
Yeah.
In Albuquerque.
Point me in the direction.
Christopher Halverson, 27 years old, was stark naked and hijacking an ambulance and then wrecking it.
Is there any drugs involved in this
he
one?
He was in a drug-induced psychotic coma.
Yeah. In a coma?
Or
say it's hard to get around
episode,
in a,
episode, sorry.
Oh, say hard to get around in
coma.
A coma. No wonder he crashed.
Yes. His parents found him on the roof of the house originally and called authorities and said, "My son, there's something wrong with my son. Can you come and get him?" So an ambulance showed up.
I could see that.
I never got the doing drugs and getting naked thing. When you were
I've
alone.
Never really
when
gotten
you were
that
alone.
Either.
That I understood
seems to
it all
be a
the
big
other
thing.
Times.
Well, at least it's not in Florida this time. Isn't Florida usually where they get naked?
Yes. Well, he what happened is parents called for an ambulance because there was obviously something wrong with him. They coaxed him down off the roof of the neighbor's house.
With what?
It doesn't say in the story what they coaxed him down off the roof with.
More dope.
Bong.
They got him. He was compliant, and they got him in the ambulance, and they didn't restrain him because he was compliant when they put him in the ambulance, whereupon he overpowered the guy that was in the ambulance with him and wiggled through the little window between the ambulance and the cab of the ambulance and kicked the driver out.
This is a PCP episode.
Kick the driver out?
This is a PCP episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sounds like it. Kick the driver out and then took off with the ambulance.
Cool.
And then crashed.
Did you turn the lights and siren on? I would.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone will move out of the way.
Yeah.
If you had turned it on, you probably wouldn't have crashed.
That's right.
You know what happened?
What?
He ran into some chick driving a truck.
On her way to Vegas.
On her way to Vegas.
That's not funny.
Everybody else thought it was.
Peanut gallery's over here chuckling. And some of them weren't even here for the last show, so there you go.
In St. Petersburg,
Florida!
An attorney there says that Facebook and social media are used in 90% of her divorce cases. Because what you put on Facebook stays on Facebook.
Well, yeah, unless you delete it.
Even deleted things like photos will show up in Google Images.
Really?
This is true.
That's interesting.
So if you post a picture on Facebook, just assume it's on the internet forever. Because it'll end up somewhere.
That's an interesting thing. That Facebook doesn't tell you that.
No, they do not. Although, starting this Friday, all pictures that you put up on Facebook become the property of Facebook. All your personal pictures.
Starting on Friday?
Yes.
What if it's a copyrighted picture?
I don't know what they do about copyrighted
pictures.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what if a band or something, like 8 Days Clean? 8 Days Clean, Forever Amber, they've got a copyrighted image off the front of their album or something they put up. Suddenly that becomes a property of Facebook?
I don't know. It was just a Facebook update that I read.
So by the time the show goes up, you guys are all screwed anyway.
I think the release is that they have the right to use it.
They have the right to what?
They have the right to use it. You still own it. They have the right to use it. You can't sue them for you. You can't sue them for using your likeness if you put the picture up.
Hmm. I wonder what you'd use it for.
That depends what the picture is.
For the new website, Porn on the Cob. I think that's the greatest name. I'm sure it's taken. I didn't look it up, though.
Pass the butter.
Wow.
You.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Okay.
That'd be a great catch line for it. Pass the butter. Really good. I have a really good one for that. And I'm not going to say it.
Okay. So anyway, nobody knows what you're laughing about.
There's a bunch of guys out there.
Everybody got it. Every guy out there got it.
Okay, also in St. Petersburg.
Florida!
We go from the crazy of the week to the hero of the week.
Sweet.
Teresa McCoy. You know, shout out to Teresa. She saved the life of a man who had a heart attack during a triathlon last Saturday morning, then got back on her bike and finished the race.
Exercise will kill you.
Sweet.
She is a cardiac nurse, and she saw a man, one of the runners in the race, down on the side of the road, and police were trying to help him. So she stopped her bike, got off, administered CPR, got one of the police officers who had a chest zapper. What are those things? Defibrillator. That's what it's called. He had one in his car, and she used that to get his pulse back and then continued CPR until the paramedics arrived, and the man lived.
I only have one question. Why is she on a bike and he's running?
It's a triathlon. You do, like, different legs of it at different times. Like, you run, you bike, you swim.
Right. But, like, you don't bike where the swimming is, and you don't usually bike where the running is.
Well, you can bike where the running is, depending on the size of what you're doing, so...
Hmm. Huh.
That's interesting, though. She's a cardiac nurse. Once she began CPR, I'm not sure she's really allowed to stop the CPR until a doctor takes over.
Really? Just because the paramedics came?
I think the cardiac nurse outranks the paramedics.
Probably does.
I'm sure a cardiac that, nurse that, outranks the paramedics.
That bitch, she left him on the side of the road in the hands of inferior guys.
Don't pick on her. She's the hero of the week.
She saved his life, for crying out loud. She's still alive.
She saved his life.
She did.
Okay, here's an interesting one.
Okay.
A Michigan man accused of fatally stabbing his mother after she refused to give him money for drugs is expected to claim temporary insanity due to low sodium. He claims that he has a disease called
gets to jail, he's not going to have a low sodium problem. I guarantee you. His protein level going to be good, too.
Ew.
I'm just saying.
He claims to suffer from hyponatremia, or lack of salt in body fluids outside the cells.
That's what he needed the drugs for.
Well, how that translates into, let me stab my mom, you know, a bazillion times, I don't know.
This is the Michelin Man?
The Michelin Man? A Michigan man.
Oh, the Michelin Man.
Never mind.
Yeah, the Michelin Man.
Boy, this story was really bizarre for Mark over here.
It's like a guy in a strange rubber suit just stabbed the hell out of his mom.
Dressed as a tire.
Yeah. Wow.
In Dallas, a Dallas woman returned home to find a naked burglar in his apartment. In her apartment, he was in the kitchen, covered in blood.
Ambulance parked out front.
No, there was no ambulance. He was covered in blood and eating raw chicken out of her fridge. She saw him, screamed, and ran back out of the apartment, whereupon he locked her out, and then she ran for help.
Now,
the police had to kick in the door and use a stun gun to subdue him.
The fact that she knows that he locked her out means she tried to get back in.
Well, not necessarily. She could have just heard the lock click.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that was awesome for her. Naked man or living room, salmonella poisoning going on in the kitchen. It's awesome.
It was a little traumatic.
Hey, maybe he's the hero of the week. He was trying to make dinner for her.
Oh, brother.
Guys, keep your clothes on.
Yeah, everybody's naked. Yeah, we have had quite a few naked people today, haven't we?
Yeah.
Just look at the peanut gallery.
Like us sitting around here doing the show.
Yeah, look at the peanut gallery.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of naked, in Vancouver, Washington, Robert Ristic walked into the Albertsons wearing nothing but shoes and socks and stole a bunch of cigarettes.
Where'd he put them?
That's what I want to know. And the other thing is, he was driving. Where'd he put his keys?
He hung them by...
Yeah, he hung them by the key ring.
Put them on the peg.
Oh, jeez. In Florida... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Florida!
There we go. The love bugs are back.
Not Herbie.
Love bugs are actually little black insects. They're like flies, and all they want to do is screw.
So they're like teenagers.
Are there any female ones available for the weekend?
And they're prolific everywhere. I mean, they're like thick, like clouds of them everywhere. And the guts on this bug are so acidic that it will take the paint off your car. When you drive through a cloud of them, you have to wash your car immediately afterwards. Otherwise, the paint will be stripped off your car.
Wow, so if I need to paint my car, I can just drive through a couple of clouds of these, and it'll just strip all the old paint right off.
Apparently.
Awesome.
If you were in California, they'd fly helicopters overhead at night and spray saltpeter.
Yeah. Melathion.
No. Saltpeter, that'll take care of the sex drive.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. In
Florida. Damn.
We've had a few. In Bartow, Florida.
Bartow.
33-year-old Bradley Grummo, an 11th and 12th grade history teacher at Bartow High School, was pulled over during a routine traffic stop, whatever routine means. The police say they saw a plastic bag in his mouth, but he wouldn't talk. So they stunned him to get him to open his mouth.
Did he swallow it?
Good.
No.
And they stunned him?
Out of his mouth popped 5 bags of pot.
No wonder he couldn't talk.
Yeah.
5 grams of weed in your mouth.
5 bags.
Yeah, it's probably a gram in each bag.
Scrubby.
I think it was that old guy that they met at the beginning.
Which old guy?
He was leaving. There, he was leaving Granny Pot's house.
Mr. John's the groundskeeper. It's always him.
Is it?
In Scooby-Doo, it's always the first guy they meet.
Yeah.
The guy that really takes care of the place.
Okay.
The old caretaker. Last one. In Anderson, California, an Anderson woman says she won an M&M doll that looked as if it were sticking up its middle finger out of a grab machine in a Walmart. She went back to the Walmart to find out if there were more, and it looked like many of the other dolls were flipping her off. So she got in touch with the president of the company who manufactures the doll, and he says that several hundred of the dolls were distributed by accident.
They were all made by a disgruntled employee.
Apparently, they were intended for one particular client.
Oops.
Frederick's of Hollywood? What?
Yeah. That's what I want to know is who orders a bunch of M&M dolls with their middle finger sticking out?
You know what?
Hugh Hefner.
SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 6. That's right.
Going to drop them in as a little gift.
Oh, brother.
That's awesome.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
Awesome.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101.
Don't forget the Colleen Williams 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament to benefit Casa de las Amigas. You can hear more about it at casadelasamigas.org.
Org.
Wow.
Yikes.
I'm sorry, it caught in my throat.
Well, I don't say that either.
Let me take a drink of something.
That's not good either. We're going to be there. We hope. And if you need more information on it, you can call Kate. Call 626-795-5505, 626-795-5505. And by the way, it's May 23rd at the San Gabriel Country Club in San Gabriel, California. Sweet. So, Shelley, what's your topic?
The topic is step 6, but my mind's gone blank. I have to start from the beginning.
She's reciting all the steps as she goes along.
Why doesn't somebody just say it?
Because now my mind's gone blank. Wow, this is gripping radio. I'm about to pause it.
Why is everybody waiting for me? Because I'm having a brain cloud.
We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character.
I got stuck on became willing for some reason.
Gee, why is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Must have been a reason.
We had bad planning in this show.
But we sure have a lot of fun getting there.
Yeah. So, Shelley, step 6. Step 6.
Entirely.
According to Shelley.
Entirely. Complete. Total.
B.
Yes, and why is everybody looking at me?
Because you're up.
To ask. Request.
No, I think that Mark's up.
Gad.
Okay, Mark.
What?
Step 6.
What about it?
What do you think about it? What do you think? What's the best way to do it?
You do it. You pray and ask God to remove every single defect of character.
That's 7, though,
right?
That's 7. Oh, 7 is humbly asked to remove my shortcomings.
Right. That's where the 7th step prayer is.
Well, yeah. But No, so, but.
Yeah.
Well,
became ask God willing. To remove. Yeah, became willing to ask God to remove my defects of character.
Yeah, we don't ask till step seven, right?
Right.
Okay, I worked them both together.
We should do six and seven.
Yeah, because they're kind of the same. They're kind of all done together anyway.
I don't know. For me, I've told almost every guy I've ever done inventory with, if you've been willing to do your inventory, I think you should be willing to ask God to remove your defects of character. It's like by the time you get there, if you've gone to all the trouble of writing out your inventory, sharing it, all your deepest, darkest secrets with someone, if you're still reticent about, you know, become willing to have God remove your defects, it's like you should probably look at that.
God removed them for me. I got new ones, though.
You got new ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So. Now, what do you think, Shelley?
I think it's easier said than done. I mean, sometimes there are character defects that we're not willing to let go of.
You mean those ones that used to be assets?
Yeah.
Like all the ones, that, all the stuff that worked so well for us for years, now we got to be willing to get rid of them?
Uh-huh.
That is a tough one. We did a whole show on that once, assets versus defects.
Uh-huh.
Who's the lead on music?
Exactly. We've already hashed this topic.
Yeah, but yeah, now but it's step six.
Step six, yeah. But we're doing them in order, so we had to come back and do
it.
Yeah,
we had to come back and revisit it.
That's right.
So what about that, Mark? Did you have a hard time with that at all? I mean, I know that when I did it, I seemed to be okay with it.
Yeah, I didn't have a hard time with it at all. I mean, like you said, by the time you've done your fifth step, and actually, by the time you got here, if you were truly, truly, truly
ready,
you're not resistant to any of this.
You shouldn't be.
You know, I didn't resist any of it. I surrendered when I got here and did what I was told.
Now, granted, though, there are lots of people. I mean, you know what? First few times I got sober, I wasn't really, you know what? And I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready.
Bottom line is I wasn't ready because I would look at my defects, and those were all the things that got me through for years.
Is one of my defects of character the fact that I don't think that most of the people who come in the program today are ready?
I wouldn't call that a defect of character.
Okay.
Would you, Shelley?
I don't know. I would call it an opinion.
Okay.
We all know what opinions are.
Opinions are like defects of character. Everyone has one.
Hey,
exactly.
There okay. You go. I was going to go somewhere else with that.
You were heading lower.
I was going to go completely different, but that's okay. So, Shelley, what did your sponsor do with you, or how did you become willing?
Well, I mean, I was willing on, you know, prima facie. I was willing. But...
Prima facie.
That's Italian for something.
It's Latin for on the face of it.
Yeah.
When you first look at it.
Think about the common denominator of most of our listeners. You might want to be describing those words better.
I think that you're selling our listeners a little short.
We are listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of our listeners haven't taken their medication today.
All right. Well, at any rate, to begin with, I was willing. Well, let's just say I was willing to be willing. Let's say that.
That's all
it takes.
And I needed a little hand-holding. You know, from six and seven, because there were some things that I was doing that I wasn't quite ready to stop doing. You know, not the alcohol or anything like that, but other things.
Like?
Well, like self-injury was one of them. I wasn't quite willing to give that up.
Yeah.
You know, and that is definitely, from my point of view, a character defect.
Okay.
You know, I also have a tendency to, and this is one of my character defects that I'm still working on, to want people to do things my way, and I wasn't quite willing to give that up either. I would get very frustrated when people wouldn't do things my way or wouldn't behave the way I wanted them to behave, and my sponsor had to instruct me to do certain things to try to get me out of self long enough to let people live their own lives.
You mean like when people weren't exactly the way they were supposed to be?
Exactly. And that's so annoying.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's not till I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace.
Read 448 to 452.
Not anymore.
Pray to God. Take a hot shower. Go on with
your
life.
It's 417.
417 in the newer book. How about you, Mark? How did you? Well, you said you were ready when you got here. If that's the case, what do you do with your your sponsee?
6, 7, and 8 were like a fast track to get to step 9.
Yeah, and that is for many, many people.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like done.
Lots of sponsors will do all those at the same time.
Yeah,
it's kind of like made a list.
I mean,
yeah, it says right in the book, or in the big book anyway.
Take it right off step 4.
That you made it when you made your inventory.
Yeah. So it's like five.
I love it. In the book, it tells you. You need to make a list, and then it tells you, yeah, you already made it.
Yeah.
So why are you telling me I need to make it? And then telling me I already made it.
Sweet. Isn't that the way you're supposed to do it, though? I mean, that's the way they used to do it.
Yeah, but it tells you in the book.
Right.
Well, it's a different step. But it tells you in the book, you need to make a list.
Right.
And then it immediately says, you already made it when you did your inventory.
Yeah, but you have to pull it out of your inventory.
Oh, that's it. You got to pull the pages out.
Oh.
So anyway, the step 6.
Mm-hmm.
You have guys that are, what do you do with guys that are having trouble with it?
I don't know. I've never had anybody have trouble with it.
Really?
Yeah. I take them through like my sponsor did it. I mean, 6 and 7 it's a hiccup on the way to 8. It's an important hiccup. But it's pretty quick. It's like you said, if you're not entirely ready by the time you finished reading your inventory, then you didn't do your inventory, so you're not there yet anyway.
Yeah, I think that for me personally, probably the biggest thing besides getting sober, you know, step 1, the biggest thing for me was being able to share every deep, dark secret I had from the past. Once I do that, became willing to have God remove my defects of character is kind of a no-brainer. I was like, yeah. Now, I'm not saying that I don't work on the rubber band theory, because I like to give – I'm willing for God to remove all of my defects.
I just want them back.
Until I really think I need one for a minute.
Well,
and
you know,
that's something that I've experienced many times.
The thing is, it's like after step 5, I felt like there was a glimpse of something off in the distance. And it was the promises, and I was eager to get to them. Eager to start having those be fulfilled. So I was willing and ready and to
you
do
that. You start getting those when you're halfway through your 9th step.
Yeah, so I was ready, willing, able to get to that.
Yeah.
So am I entirely ready? Yes. 7, am I willing? Yes. 8, make a list. I'm on 9. Go start making, you know.
Yeah, time to get the promises.
Yep.
Shelley?
Yes?
What would you do with the sponsee if you had one that went that far, if they were having problems?
I continue to work with them on the willing part.
Because you're about, wait a minute.
Ready.
You might
ready,
have ready. Someone right there, don't you?
Yeah, soon.
Really
entirely
close.
Ready.
Really close. The peanut gallery's over there shaking her head, saying, "Yep."
Yeah, pretty close. Continue to work on the willing part, because that's what my sponsor did with me.
Well, and that's really true on every step.
Yeah, that's true on every step.
Yeah, we need to be willing to do each of those steps. What would your final words on the subject be?
Oh, geez, a song just went through my head.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 what song was
that
it?
That song?
Get ready.
We're like, I got nothing.
Neither one of you know it, because I'm
ready.
Coming.
I don't want to be here for this.
Get ready.
I'm going to the movies.
Never mind.
Get ready.
Have a nice evening, Bruce.
Anybody in the peanut gallery get this one? Get ready. Nope, they're all... Okay, well, now you can't leave us hanging. What is it?
Go on, let's go. Sing it.
No, I'm not going
to
sing it.
Well, you don't have to sing it, but
anyway,
you can tell us
just
the words.
Just make sure that, you know,
oh,
make sure that you are ready. I mean.
Sarah knows what it is.
Because if there's something that you're holding back, you're only going to have trouble later on.
Lead out music? Get ready?
No, it's okay. We can just drop that one.
Okay, all right. Mark,
yes.
What are your final words on the subject? people get ready? There's a train coming?
By the time I went through reading my fourth step to someone and doing my fifth step, I was entirely ready to do whatever it was the next thing was. I was so relieved when that was over that I think those things just start to melt away.
I didn't get the relief right away.
That's because you had some guy listening at the end of the seat.
Yeah. My thing on it, too, would be that I by the time that I was doing my sixth step, I was really ready to do it. I was completely willing to have God remove all those defects of character. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I gave them up lightly. There were scratch marks and claw marks down the... Yeah. It's like, God, take these away unless I think I need a couple of them.
You know what's really cool about that? Hmm. As soon as you're entirely ready to have them removed, they're in God's hands now, so you don't have to worry about it. If you're still using them, that was God's will.
Sweet. That's right. If I give my will to God on a daily basis, everything I do was God's idea. Well, man, that gives me a lot of leeway for a lot of things.
Sarah's glaring.
Shelley.
Yes.
Do we have any friends online?
Yes, that would be in the rooms at intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go. It's an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice. Go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Cool. It's a bargain. We missed them when they were out here, too. They were out here for the Prism Awards. Mr. T and Kenny. Mark?
Yes?
Do we have any email addresses?
We do. You can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com. Recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to advertise with us.
Sweet.
Or if
you'd like to. And who wouldn't want to?
Yeah. I mean, really.
Come on.
You haven't even heard the bargain yet. Contact us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Bruce. Are your friends back east?
We do. Bruce.
Bruce.
The other white meat. Yeah. From the city of bromance, the city of brotherly love, which is a little scary thinking as it is. But I'm sure it's a fine, fine city. He does the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
And if you'd like, you can have it sent to you through the post, or you can download it online. You can just go to 12stepgazette.com and look at an Adobe PDF of it. It is a fine, fine recovery publication that's got all kinds of stories and tales and jokes and all kinds of goodies. If you've got an Alano club or an NA or CA club and you want to have them sent to you, probably if you had a recovery hospital and you wanted them sent to you, he would arrange to get you some to distribute to the folks. And yes, if you'd like to have a franchise, he will hook you up to where you can take the 12-Step Gazette to your own town, and he'll provide you, I think, pretty much all the content, or most all the content, and you will just arrange advertising in your area. It's awesome.
Alrighty.
Shelley? She yawned.
Yes.
Sarah's about to yawn. She's got her hand over her mouth.
What?
What do you think I'm going to ask you? Who's the lead on music?
Oh, it's by Doug, Falling Down.
Sweet.
All right.
I like that song. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends.
been on my